One of the first big events of this year's Dairy Festival will be the parade on Saturday morning. Dairy Festival Parade Chairman David Watson told us more about it as a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
We have our annual parade coming up this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock,
That's right. We're very excited.
That's right.
So I have a few details for you.
Okay, please.
We're going to begin from our traditional spot, which is Buford Park, downtown. We'll be taking our traditional parade route again now that the city square is in beautiful condition. We're going to leave Buford Park, head down Conley Street to Celebration Plaza Square, and then we'll continue from there down Gilmer Street to Lee Street. And so there'll be several opportunities along the way to view our parade this year.
Okay.
Along with a few extra downtown this year, they're going to do a little traffic control on Conley Street and on the square. And so there'll be more opportunities for some lawn chairs and extra additional places to watch the parade this year downtown.
People love to bring their lawn chairs. They love to get the kids out there.
For sure.
And the kids love to pick up candy.
Oh, yeah. I have plenty of candy this year, for sure, for sure.
Well, I was watching our playbacks of some previous parades on Channel 18 yesterday afternoon. I was just, every time I'd look up, I'd see parades going by. And that's one thing I really did notice is the little children, they just love to run out there and snatch that candy up off.
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite memories as a kid, also growing up on Conley Street. It was love the parades and love to see how much candy you can gather up.
Do we have, I know we'll have balloon pilots.
Yes.
We'll have floats.
We'll have lots of floats. All the queen contestants will have a float. We have seven of those, so that'll be very interesting. We have a sports theme this year. It's called Just Moo It.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll all be representing a sport. So that should be very fun. And, of course, our current queen, Maddie Rader, will be on the queen's float. We also are going to have fun because we have four anniversary queens that are returning to participate in the parade this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have our 50th anniversary queen, which is Janet Bailey Shields. She lives in McKinney, and she'll be returning from 1965. Kim Baxter was 1975, so she's our 40th anniversary queen.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then Angie Dickens George was queen in 1990, so she's our 25th anniversary queen, and she'll be coming from Keller, Texas. And then Alina Tatum Sanders is our 10-year anniversary queen. So she was queen in 2005. You can believe that's been 10 years already.
So Alina's going to come in.
She is going to be here, and she still lives in Tennessee. So she's traveling in for the parade, so they'll all be in the parade also. So it'll be fun to see them.
KSST News.